Good evening, and here's the news. In his first message as governor for this Easter season, Governor Lemanu Pletimonga says, "Let us be reminded that the Easter season symbolizes hope. Hope for a new beginning following a sacrifice made out of pure love. This love whereby God sent his only begotten Son to be the sacrifice by which our sins are forgiven." He said, "This year, we celebrate Easter under the shadow of a global pandemic, COVID-19. I urge our people to hold firm to our faith, as it is often our faith, beliefs, and values that help us through these difficult and challenging times. May the spirit of Easter give you hope that this too shall pass." He concluded, "May the joys of Easter and the blessings of Christ's infinite grace fill our lives, our families, our community, and our beloved territory this season and always." A policy on hazardous pay just issued for ASG employees performing work related to COVID-19 response sets the pay for such hazardous work at $1 for every hour. This pay applies when employees are in direct contact with people who are in quarantine or isolation due to COVID-19. Cleaning, disinfecting, or decontaminating areas or property exposed to people who are in quarantine or isolation due to COVID-19. Working inside a portion of a building that is occupied by people in quarantine or isolation due to COVID-19. Or on board a vessel with people who have not been tested or have tested positive for COVID-19. Governor Lemanu Pletimonga said in the memo announcing the hazardous pay policy that due to the additional hazards caused by fatigue, managers should avoid having a person work in hazardous conditions while working overtime. He said if someone does work in a hazardous condition while working overtime, hazard pay will be applied before overtime computations are made. And this policy will be in effect from April 5, 2021 until December 31, 2021, unless it is extended. We apologize for errors in our story about the first songwriting competition for grades 6 to 8, which we aired this morning. The contest was held last Thursday at the Lyritorium, and it concluded the month-long celebration of Music in Our Schools Month. John Mailo, who heads the music department at the Department of Education, said, "The celebration of Music in Our Schools Month is a nationwide program by the National Association for Music Education. It celebrates the importance of music education and its role in our schools. And this year's theme was Music, the Sound of My Heart." DOE's theme of the songwriting competition was Youth Empowerment, with the aim of empowering the youth with positive thinking despite all of the struggles they're facing. The results are, in the group category, first Tafun Elementary, second Matafao, and third Masifao. In the solo contest, first Matafao Elementary, second Lupelele, and third Fangali'i. The final standings for the whole competition was first Matafao Elementary, second Tafuna, and third Silianga Elementary. A health care grant of over $1.1 million for the American Samoa Department of Health is dedicated to the immunization and vaccines effort for children. This grant of $1,107,823 is discretionary funding from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, directed through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. In announcing the grant, Congresswoman Wifatali Amata said, "Thank you most especially to Ruth Teo for her work on this important program, as this notice from CDC and NCIRD is wonderful news. Congratulations to Governor Lemanu Pletimonga, Lieutenant Governor Talawenga Ale, Director of Health Mutsa Tulemanua, and our many healthcare professionals as they work to help our community be safe and healthy." It's an ASG holiday tomorrow for Good Friday, which is a solemn day of religious observance, commemorating the trial, crucifixion, and death of Jesus Christ. While ASG offices are closed, along with many companies, it's not a federal holiday. The post office will be open tomorrow. Postmaster Tao Swani says their hours tomorrow are 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. ANZ Bank is open too, but only from 9 a.m. to 12. The Territorial Bank of American Samoa will be closed. Starkist Samoa is marking Good Friday as a holiday, and there's no production tomorrow. All employees return to work on Monday. KHJ News will not have news tomorrow for Good Friday. We do wish all of you a blessed end of Lent and a joyous Easter. Tofa Suifua.